But Ahaz answered, I will not ask, I will not tell the Lord. Then Isaiah said, listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary people? Must you also weary my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this son. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Here I am, Lord. I come to you in hope.
Here I am, Lord. I come to you in hope.
Sacrifice or oblation you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Burnt offerings or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come.
We say yes to the Lord God, and we say no to the Lord God. When we say no to the will of God, we follow Eve. And when Eve was confronted with the will of God, she said no. The theme song of everybody in hell was what?
I did it my way.
Huh? You like that song? You're going to love hell. They sing it there every moment of every day. That's what the people in hell sing forever. I did it my way. My Christianity, my Catholicism, this is the way I like to say Mass. This is the way I like to do these things. That's great. But if it's not God's will, you're going to hell. Even if you go to daily Mass and say a rosary 5 times a day, if you're not doing God's holy will, you go all places you go, having it your way. And people in Catholicism like things their own way. This is the way I like to go to Mass. This is the priest I like. This is the pope I like. This is I don't care what you like. What's God's will? Do you know it? And to know it, you got to spend time with God with your mouth shut. You got to listen to Almighty God. You know, I'm not sure downstairs, but all the icons. And you know, the number one picture in most tabernacles throughout the world is the Annunciation. Why? Because Mary, when she said yes, became the first tabernacle of God. So, but you're often seeing when Mary's sitting there, the angel comes to talk to her. There is a book in front of her. What is that? The Old Testament. She was reading the Word of God so she could say yes to the will of God. And so, you know, I have this women's conference called 138 Women. 138 is Luke chapter 1, verse 38. And Luke 138 is this whole thing right here. Let it be done to me. And when we did it, one of the women asked, a great woman, she says, we should say, Mary said yes. And I said, who cares? If we don't say yes to it, it doesn't matter if Mary said yes. If we don't say yes to it. So when we say no to God, ourselves and to our families and to the world. But when we say yes to God, we bring life and salvation to ourselves, to our families, and to the world. You and I got to have a choice. That means every day you've got to spend time with the Lord. So like this morning, I have the Bible next to me at our hotel, and I know everybody in the world that brought a Bible with you, correct? There's no Bible, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed. So, before you listen to anybody else, before you listen to the world, the flesh, or the devil, you got to listen to God. And that's every day. So, you need to have a Bible with you. So, I'm very big about reading the Bible every day. Why? So you can know what God wants you to do. If not, you wake up and do what you want to do and ask God to bless you. That's not a disciple, that's a pagan. So, this morning, fantastic. When I went to God's Word, I prayed the Holy Spirit, and I said, okay, speak to my heart. King John chapter 1 verse 14. Anybody know what that one is? It's fantastic. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. When you and I say yes to God's will, the Word of God is made flesh in us. And we bring Him to the world. If we get out of the way, the problem is while we continue on our pilgrimage, make sure you listen to God before you listen to your spouse, to your friend, to the world, to the TV. You listen to God first, so you go to the Bible every day before you leave the house. That way you listen to God before you listen to the world, the flesh, and the devil. And then when God tells you what He wants, you can write it on a piece of paper, put it in your pocket, or put it in your purse, and all day reflect on that. This is what God said to me this morning. Will I obey? This is it. Will I say yes? Or will I say no? Say yes. Be on. Let it be done to me. Bring salvation to the world. You got it? You get it? Gonna live it? They need you to know it's not enough today and forever.